Good morning, Jim.
Mr. Strahan, as always, a pleasure to see you.
Yes. You want to hear me auction?
No, but I do enjoy that. Now and then, if I need a good laugh, I'm gonna call you up. Put a little water on that.
How are you?
Well, I do that, but I have to make sure.
She freezes.
Now, do you want to have, we have about 10 minutes before we go into session. Do you want to have all the minutes to the 7th?
You have a minute.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yes. We'll go ahead. Open up a minute.
Shall we come to order there in order to handle the minutes? Our first appointment is not until 9 o'clock. You've all received copies of the minutes from the 7th of July. And you see, we've got them also in the 9th, don't we?
Question on the minutes for July the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
60152 through a whole bunch of them. I didn't show them, I see. That's was all withdrawn, a whole bunch of different ones?
I couldn't remember that either. I think that was just one of those stacks.
Who was it?
Huh?
Who was the person?
Well, it's a whole gob.
About six pages of it.
Right, but is there a name?
No, it's several names. It's not just one.
So do you know what you're talking about on all these withdrawals?
I don't remember. Did those come to us?
We did have a big series of withdrawals.
I didn't remember.
Basically, Jim, they used her.
One gentleman, CL Carr, withdrew a whole bunch because he was concerned about privacy. He was going to use the income approach, and he didn't want to reveal his books. So.
But we have Unleak, LLC. We've got George Flint. We've got Leisure Tech. We've got Hard Road, LLC, N2, Leisure Tech again.
Yeah, those are all CL Carr who withdrew.
Oh, okay. All righty. I couldn't remember. It's been over an hour ago. I also have a question on towards the back, third page, fourth page from the back on 60379. Somebody check their notes. We show here that we lowered the value to 159, and I showed 189 on my note.
Because we left the 30,000 on the lot, on the commercial.
Yeah, you left 30,000 commercial.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Okay, and leave commercial, that is. Okay, sorry. Very good.
You good with that?
I'm good with that. Motion to approve, or move to approve.
Second.
I got a question on Mr. Strahan's votes on the last few. He's got instead of A or N, it's got IU or something like that, or AU or
AUE.
Some southern lingo.
I was just talking like an Eastern Commissioner. I'm sorry, sir.
All of us like that.
Okay, which day?
The 7th.
Yeah. Doesn't have A or N.
Every one of them.
This is something.
That's kind of funny.
I mentioned this before. Donna says that it's too much to change it now, and that's the way it was said. It does bother me when these are public records that we're not using the proper terminology in the motion. And for most of this, there is. But based on that one, evidently Jim said motion to accept the withdrawal rather than move to accept it. And Donna says that can't be changed because that's what he said. So I'm not going to pursue it any further. So, but let's try to remember that. Were someone reading minutes of these things.
I think we've got a lot more fish to fry than to worry about a little thing like that. That's all I ever hear in any meetings I go to is motion, so I don't know what the...
But as far as the I and the IU, or if you mispronounce it, I mean, it's still an I.
But I mean, is the law of Robert's Rules, Bob, move into the motion?
I think either one would work.
I mean, that's all I've ever heard in meetings. And I didn't know.
Can I get a date on the minutes?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved for 7.
Motion to approve July 9th minutes.
Second.
That's all we had. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Chuck,
that was mine.
I'm trying to slow down my seconds. So I have a chance.
I want Jim to get them all.
Okay, are we ready to begin then? We've got a few minutes. Is there anything else? We do have some stuff from the assessor for him to present today. We also received 3 requests to be heard after the deadline. One of them says was on vacation and in the hospital and so missed the deadline. Would the board like to hear that one? And the other one had a stroke. I think that's the same one.
It's a separate one.
Had a stroke, was in a rehab, would like the board to hear her appeal. And the third one, the gentleman said he understood that he had to have his appraisal back before he could submit the appeal. However, he informed me he was not going to use the appraisal because they didn't do it the way that he directed. So, he wanted it to be an appraisal based on selling it within 90 days. So we have those 3 requests to be heard. The first one, again, was Arthur and Margaret White. They said they were on vacation and then in the hospital.
We need to approve taking them late, is that it? And then you will schedule them?
I need direction from the board on what you want me to do. I can't schedule them until you do because we're past the deadline.
Motion for approval of the 2 because of illness.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Please schedule them. What was the third one? What reason?
It was Douglas and Renee Ritchie. And he came in late, stated that he understood that he had to have the appraisal prior to submitting his application. And Cindy, correct me if I'm wrong. I've talked to the person that you talked to.
He thought he had to have the appraisal with the application, and he didn't have the appraisal done.
But then in conversation with me, he said he's already got the
appraisal. Isn't this one we raised the value on?
Never heard it.
He had the appraisal, but the appraiser did it thinking that he wanted to go to a bank and get it refinanced and not to sell it in 90 days.
So that's what I think happened to the one we raised. His appraiser thought he was doing them a favor.
I move that we reschedule it.
Second.
To schedule this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Donna, excuse me, isn't there a fourth one there underneath there?
This one? Is that something? Okay. Well, I got a motion from Dave Oliphant and a second from Dr. Rose, right?
Yep.
All in favor say aye.
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 Nay.
Four to one.
Okay. Brad Duck. And ask the board if they want to hear it. Be called on 7/14. There's no explanation of why he would call. Oh, I'm sorry. Cindy, 7/14?
Yeah. He called the day after.
He called the day after, yes.
The deadline was the 13th? Oh, it was the 15th.
Well,
it was the
13th.
We don't have the backup that we anticipated, do we?
You're almost full. We have one morning. Well, we have a little bit. Is it in the morning or Tuesday?
I mean, we were talking about when we went back to the 16th of June of going every day, all day, because they were just piled up. Now, we've only had to meet one day last week, and no more than two.
There is scheduling issues that we have to deal with. The county business has to continue to operate. And also, if you decide to open this up, this will not be the last one we hear, if you continue to accept them.
Can I ask how you know that? Just an assumption, I assume.
Past years.
You just assume. I mean, you don't know of some that are...
We've received them constantly after BOE and got into the next year until we got an opinion from the State Tax Commission saying we shouldn't be doing it.
May I ask that question differently?
Sure.
You don't have any other ones out there waiting other than these, is that right?
We didn't have these until just the other day. They're coming in, Chuck. We don't know when they're going to come in. You're right. I can't predict. I'm just saying.
Let me try again. As of now, do you have any others other than what you've presented us?
No.
I'll make a motion to do this one, too, and call it the end.
I'll second. I thought we were supposed to do these up to the end of July, or could do them up to the end of July. We don't have to.
We can hear them up till the...
Yeah, but there's still a deadline to receive.
Yeah.
Right. They have to appeal by July 13th. And are these cases where they have appealed but we're rehearing or something? Or
yeah. The other concern I have is if we accept the application or the appeal, we have to hear it by the end of July. And
yeah.
You know, obviously, there was quite a few that came in last week. Quite a few. 700 or something like that?
That was a lot. Yeah, one had 380 and we had another one that had 100 something. What was that last package we got? We only accepted that one because it had a postal date.
Right.
That met the requirement, even though we didn't receive it until after the date. How many was it now? Do you remember?
It was 180 approximately.
Right.
So we got
a lot. All right, we just have the motion to accept this one.
Mm-hmm. And
I'll second it.
And your motion also said this is the last one, Chuck.
That, right. Yes, sir. That's correct.
I would just say...
Unless you'd rather do it differently or something.
How do you say that it's the last one? If you have a deadline of July 13th and you allow somebody to appeal after July 13th, how do you tell someone else that they can't appeal after July 13th? Just a question.
Well, we're drawing a line.
A new line from July 13th to today.
Can I ask one question,
today?
Donna? Was it mailed or dropped off or faxed? How did we receive it?
This gentleman that you've already voted on... Douglas Ritchie, he actually called and then came in, and I don't know about the other two that were medical.
They came in yesterday.
Okay. And the one we're talking about right now is?
Is Brad Dunn.
And it was just a?
He called, didn't he?
I got a phone number on here and a property number that he'd written on, so. And a copy of the notice.
The people that were in the hospital, they appealed in the regular time, didn't they? And they just wanted to be reheard? Is that...
No.
No.
No. The reason that they didn't appeal on time, they're saying, is they were on vacation and in the hospital. The one gentleman said that he was waiting on an appraisal before he submitted his application. But then when he came in and talked to me face-to-face, he already had the appraisal. So, I mean, maybe he got it that morning. I don't know.
There's a motion and a second to accept this one that came in a day late.
And a motion that this is the last one.
Did you accept that petition or not?
Didn't you say that?
Yes, and to use Bob's term, his words drawing a new line that this is the end of it.
I would like to pose a question to Mr. Paulson. This doesn't stop their appeal right onto the state, does it, or does it?
I think potentially it prevents them from appealing to the State Tax Commission because you're required to exhaust your administrative remedies. And your first administrative remedy would be to appeal to the Board of Equalization. Having not done that in a timely fashion, they may be foreclosed from appealing to the State Tax Commission.
I would like to request that Mr. Pennell remove the last one and that I make a phone call to the State Tax Commission, because I remember in a prior training that if we are in session and someone appears at the session, I think we have to hear them. But I'd like to check with the State Tax Commission to see if I'm remembering that correctly. And Bob's shaking his head no.
I don't believe that's correct. Otherwise, you don't have a deadline of July 13th
for appeals. I'm remembering
the
way you do, though, Donna.
But
I don't know why, but I that's the way I remember.
Maybe one of those things that you have.
It didn't say you must. It said you may.
I move to table the vote on this until we get further clarification.
There's already a motion that needs to be done first.
Motion to table takes precedence.
Table takes precedence. I'll second. Did you second that, Danny?
No, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I just did. Table.
All right, all in favor of tabling?
Aye.
All right, we ran over 2 minutes on Mr. Fisher's time.
Well, I know we don't all want to do it right, so I'm trying to cover us all. Okay,
Mr. Fisher, you had a property here, and this is a home, private home. Where is this located?
Birmingham Road in Forsyth.
In Forsyth.
Not in the city limits, but...
Up by Remus.
They lowered your assessed value by 16%. And you still think that's not low enough, is that it?
Last year was the first time that home had been placed on the books, and so I did not realize that I didn't agree with the assessment. Missed the deadline last year, but at that point, James came out and remeasured some things, and we did determine that it had been overmeasured, which lowered the appraised value nearly $30,000. Still left my taxes, well, my taxes on that house last year were $2,600. That lowered it some, about $300, I think. But still felt that the class of the home or something is out of whack, or otherwise you wouldn't have a $2,300 real estate bill outside the city limits on a basic home, three sides, vinyl siding, some brick accents on the front. So that's kind of where we're at. I guess I'm here because I'd like to have it reevaluated and possibly reclassified.
What did it cost you?
To build, $162,000 and some change.
That included the lot?
The lot was, I don't know how to answer that. I bought the lot from my grandfather some years ago, and there was exchange of labor and some money involved.
This is appraised the land at $3,500, so that's not an expensive
lot. I'd say that's fair.
This is 3,888 square feet, is that correct?
Yeah, it'd be a little bit different on the inside, but outside, yes, I guess so. There's an outbuilding on the property also, which is going to, you know, account for some of the tax bill.
Hey, are you figuring that per square foot? Are you figuring it per square foot?
I was just looking at how big the house was.
Kenny, can you figure that per square foot? You got to calculate.
It's right here on your, turn your page.
5123, isn't it?
It tells you 5123.
Oh, 06354.
Okay. Can you tell me how big the lot is?
4.54, I believe.
Yeah.
1.54?
4.54.
4.54.
Okay. Is it fairly flat out there? Or?
You can kind of see it's kind of sloping there. Okay. Towards the left of the house over to the building is somewhat repaired. I mow that. To the right of the, or to further to the left of the building is rough.
Now, to bring a house of this size in at $160,000, did you do a lot of the work yourself?
I did some of it. I did the contracting portion. I wired the home. But it's, you know,
that's the
like I say, it's vinyl siding on three sides. It does have brick on the front. I think James said he had it at 30%, but that's not accurate because if the whole front was brick, it'd be 25, and it's not.
Now, is that the garage out here?
Yes, that's 40 by 60, it's still outbuilding.
2,400 square feet in just a garage.
Which we used for a warehouse for an insulation company. That's what the purpose of the building was.
James, how does this compare to other houses the size that you, I assume you can justify it?
Well, I just appraised the house, and like I say, we went back actually twice and remeasured and made sure and confirmed, and the only question I thought that Mr. Fisher had was the grading of the house. I have many houses of his tied, graded at the sea level. I don't feel like we're wrong on the house as value at all. But now, if we hadn't have done this extensive work of going back and going back and making sure there's a possibility, but at $51 a square foot at the time frame that house was built, I think is a fair price in building at that time. Now, I'm not going to get into 09, but I do believe like that's rather conservative on the square foot cost.
I guess one thing that, you know, surprises us a little bit, we've been sitting here now for a month listening to people scream about their taxes being raised 40%. And someone who's got his lowered 16% is not unhappy, is not happy about it. That's, well, confuses a little bit, I guess.
Okay. You lowered it 16%, and I feel like it needs to be lower than that. And if we were off 30 grand the first trip around, I feel like there might be other discrepancies. James had told me last year that it was based on various portions and particularities of your home, whether it be the shingles, the windows, or the doors. I have a $200 door on the front of my house. I have basic five-tab shingles, middle-of-the-road windows, and vinyl siding.
Now, if you were moved out of here or something, and you had to sell this property, what would you ask for it?
That's going to be really hard to answer in the current economic condition. I don't know what it's worth. Maybe not even what I owe on it. Who knows?
Anything else you have to say?
No, not really, other than I guess I would like to exercise my right to have the State Tax Commission evaluate it.
In other words, if we turn it down, you're going to you have the right. You're going to appeal to the State Tax Commission.
Sure.
I just want to, I mean, just something I've observed, if I can say something here. I think you said you built it for about $162,000.
It was.
Okay. You did the electrical work, and you did the general contracting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, normal building construction cost plus 10% for a contractor, and usually a house is about 15% of the 10 to 15% of the electrical cost. So if I add 25% to the 162, I get to 202,000. Okay, which I probably could swallow that much, but I think the land then becomes undervalued because I think 4.54 acres is worth more than $3,500.
Part of it's agriculture.
Well, and that's okay. Well, then, what kind of agricultural work do you do on this land?
Well, it's fenced for bottle calves. Okay. We don't have any on it at the present.
Okay, because that's assessed at a different value. I think in earlier conversations, it doesn't really matter how we get to the number. If it's all residential, it's land and structure. It still adds up to the same assessed value. Correct.
Correct, and it is agricultural use. I've never had no argument with that. I know it's a farm.
Yeah,
I got another question.
Sure.
Mr. Fisher just asked if he could go on to the state. Is that a request to do so? Because that makes a difference in the way we have done things here in the past. If you request to go on to the state and have them evaluate it, you can request that. We can make that in our motion.
Well, normally, we warn people that if we should say no, just say deny it. Then you have the right within 30 days to appeal to the State Tax Commission. And they will have an assessor come in here and hear your case.
He has the right to request a denial. That's what I'm understanding. Right, sir?
They'll have a hearing officer who's not an assessor, but he's
in
the State Tax Commission will come down.
Well, just listen to what we've just said here this morning. James feels that is accurate, and I don't. So
Jason, I don't think what we're trying to explain to you is what your remedies are to get there.
Right.
And you have told us that you would like to have the right to denial. You can request us deny to go on to the State Tax Commission.
Are you saying you want to go straight to...
I'll allow you guys to go through your process.
Okay.
I still have the same recourse either way.
But you should know that going to the State Tax Commission, you'll have to have a little more formal hearing, and you'll have to have evidence.
Right. I spoke to him in detail last year, but it was after the deadline. So.
I'll move to deny the request of lowering.
Is there a second?
I'll second upon his request.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed.
David?
Well, David's thinking.
Based on...
Quick.
I know you just explained what it's based on. Looking at some of the other appraisals in here, price per square foot. Regretfully, I'm going to have to vote aye.
And so do I. Four to one to nine. That gives you the right to go to the state tax commission.
Okay.
We just, if you had an appraisal, for example, by a professional appraiser, come in and say, this is only worth $200,000, that would be evidence. What we have is, you know.
What is it on the books for now? Dollar value.
The building itself is $213,000. The building, the house itself.
No, 237.
Look down here. The building, the house itself, is on for $213,000.
Okay. Yes.
The Sorry, garage, the garage is separate. 25. Sorry,
the garage is 25.
Gotcha.
The entire property, I guess, would be my question.
241 plus. Basically, 242.
Yeah.
Okay.
$242,000 for the entire property is what the appraised value is.
And that lowers your assessed total. 54,750 to 45,940.
And can you tell me at the current levy what that warrants tax bill?
He's the only mathematician that can do that. All we deal with is the value of the property.
Jason, you're not in the city limits.
We would need That's to go right. to our office to figure that. We don't have your actual tax levy.
It's something we don't deal with. We just deal with the assessed value.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be somewhere between $2,000 and
$2,500,
though?
It'd be about $2,200.
Okay. I don't really know anything other to request at that point, based on James was leading me to believe that he still fails the class. Is correct, right, James?
Yes.
Okay.
But you still have the right to appeal the state tax commission.
But please do it if you decide you're going to do it. Think about, do you have time to get, because I'll tell you right now, I've met that assessor that comes out, and if you walk in and say, I think it is too high, it's not going to get you anywhere. You're going to need to go get an appraisal by a professional or something like that to be able to say, hey, this is all it's worth.
Yeah.
But they're wrong.
Okay.
Donna mentioned that it was a more formal, I think was the word she used. It's really not any more formal than this hearing. You've got one hearing officer, and then maybe James and the attorney represents the county. But it's in one of these meeting rooms. It's not like
a... It's more formal in that the evidence required is more than we require.
Okay.
Generally. At least that's the way it was explained to me.
It
don't matter.
Thank you for coming in.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
We've got 07001 and 07002, both phone calls.
The phone call. Now, James, do you have anything before we make the phone call?
Can I ask something?
Sure.
The same. We've also got at 10:30, 1, 2, 3, 4 more for the same agent. Should we hear everything at one time, or are we going to call her back? Again.
Well, the issue with that is she submitted these. The reason they're split up like that is she did not submit it to us all at once. One thing. Number two, I'm afraid you're going to get your property arguments. You might get those mixed up because you're hearing so many at once. But, you know, that's up to you guys. If you guys want to skip the other appointments that we have and go straight to hers.
Now, don't we have two others that were tabled because of this cost approach thing? Are we going to go through the same thing again and table this one?
This Ridgecrest Farm Estates and the 002 is just basically the income, low-income housing, and they're using the income approach.
What happened to the other two we tabled?
Nothing's
They're
happened
still
on
tabled.
Those. They're still
you guys
tabled.
Are going to take it up at the very end, see how many you have and how you want to treat them.
Why are we considering another one that we're going to do the same thing to?
Well, you still have to hear them and then decide later what you're going to do with it.
All right. I accept your legal position. Is Murray Neal a property manager or?
He's an agent.
This is a new one, isn't it?
Sure. Thank you for calling Carmichael and Neal. You may dial your party's extension at any time. Press. Please hold while I try that extension. This is Terry.
Mary Neal, this is Donna Neely with the Cheney County Board of Equalization.
Good morning.
Ma'am, I'd like to let you know that you're being recorded and that we are live on the internet. We have two properties for you this morning. The first property, you're saying that the opinion of market value is $92,858. We're showing that it's appraised at $9,036,484. So we'll address that one first.
That's
Ridgecrest Estates. Okay. And Bob Rose. Bob Rose is our chairperson and he'll handle that.
Okay.
Good morning, Ms. Neal.
Good morning.
How did you arrive at this $5,092,000 that you think it should be valued at?
Using the formula that's been developed by the State Tax Commission in the Lake Ozarks and Maryville Properties cases. The commission has directed that all low-income tax credit properties be valued based on that formula.
Now you said here on your application, though, that you considered the purchase price, which we asked for, to be non-applicable.
That's correct. The formula doesn't take that into account.
Other than the formula, is there any other argument that you want to make? Obviously, you're making the Maryville Properties case argument that it's the income approach and the low-income housing tax credits are not included in the price, and it significantly lowers the... what they've done with a bunch of these is to table them, and they're going to consider what they're going to do with all of the Maryville Properties cases, but your total argument would be in your income approach. Is there some other argument other than that?
No. We're basing everything on that it should be valued under the income expense approach using the formula that's been developed by the commission.
And your cap, what's the cap rate? I don't have it in front of me. What's the cap rate that you used?
The total cap rate is 0.124-2077.
And what did you base that on?
Exactly what the formula requires, the loan-to-value ratio times the mortgage constant, the equity dividend rate, and the effective tax rate.
And, of course, part of the problem with the Maryville Properties case is it depends on what type of loan you have, what your property's worth. So you have a same property as someone else with the exact same everything, except your loan is different than them. You come up with a different cap rate. Is that correct?
That would be correct.
Okay, so your property could be worth less than someone else who had a different type of loan on exactly the same property. And that's one of the problems with Maryville Properties cases. But the case law is settled on Maryville Properties, and this board just needs to decide what they're going to do with all of them. So I guess I would ask on behalf of the chairman, if there's any other evidence you want to present other than the income approach, please do that.
Well, we're hanging our hat on the income approach.
Okay.
I have one more question. It may or may not be relevant here. In one case, you're asking that the appraised value be, brought down almost half.
but in the other one, almost three quarters.
Well, and that is, as we were just talking about, it depends on the numbers for each particular project.
The loan would be different.
Right, different loan values, different income, and even in different years. You know, an individual project could change over the years just based on its income.
The only other question I would have, this is James Strahan, the assessor, on this one property, it never has even filled up yet, has it? You based the income on a property that has not reached its potential.
Which one are we talking about?
The one down at Bull Creek. I'm sorry, Ridgecrest.
Ridgecrest.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, where these properties stand as far as capacity. I know some of them are not full, but again, you know, that plays into the formula that they're not reaching their full income potential.
Right, but what I'm stating to you, it just opened and hadn't had the opportunity to reach its full income potential.
In other words, the lost tree one, which
it's been open for some time, and the new part of it has not filled up and has not reached its potential also.
Mary, can you explain why they're not full? Because we have many conversations in the county that we need workforce housing. And there's other properties. The reason I asked the question, there's another property in town that filled up overnight, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. I could try to get one of the owners on the line and see if she deals with the rental and see if she can explain that. But I don't know.
Well, Mary, I'm kind of, this kind of concerns me a little because the other project is getting ready to start in the city of Forsyth here. I'm Dave Oliphant. I'm serving on the committee, but I'm also with the city of Forsyth. That there's a tremendous need for it was presented to us in order to get the approval on it and everything for this another project to be started here, but yet you're saying that you haven't filled up everything on these other two, and I'm just wondering if that kind of concerns me a little.
Mary, this is Chuck Pendle. I kind of started this. I have heard that it's because of the income ratio or whatever to get in a property.
Right.
And that was what I was curious to see if you would mention that it was something to do with that you had.
Well, I don't know. I mean, as to this particular property, obviously, I'm the attorney representing them on the tax assessment, and I'm not involved at all in the lease up or any of that, so I don't know what their particular problems are. I do know that there are issues with the income limits, that there are not enough people with a low enough income to qualify for some of these, that you know, the Missouri Housing Commission requires that certain number of units be rented to people with extremely low income, and if there are not applicants who meet that qualification, the units can't be rented. I don't know if that is the problem with these properties, but that is an issue I know with some low-income housing properties.
Mary, this is Jim Stravis, one of the BOE members here. The calls that we have also some calls at 10:30 with you on Lost Tree Phase 3. Is that the same?
Right.
It's the same approach, correct? Based off the Maryville's properties.
Right.
Okay.
I think five or six different properties, all the same.
Right.
All the same issue.
I would like to move that we table these until the end of the BOE session that we've done the other two so that we can spend a little time evaluating.
Is that including the ones that aren't scheduled for right now, that are scheduled for later, that are the same argument?
These.
I'm talking about
the 10:30s and these.
We're scheduled to talk to you also at 10:30.
Sir, I just...
For these four, but these are all, what, small? Are these fourplexes or something like that?
They're the same. That's why I just asked. They're the same...
They're way, way less value. They must be small units of some type.
Right. One of them only has eight units.
The argument's the same, though, ma'am, correct?
Right.
You're not going to...
They're all the same.
You're not going to add any argument other than what you've argued on these, are you?
No, they're all the same premise. They should be valued on the income expense.
You don't mind that if we're going to table, that we table them all and decide how we're going to treat these Merrillville Properties cases, because you don't have anything else to argue other than what you've submitted, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
So I have a motion to table all of the properties represented by Mary Neal. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Mary, then this, you will hear later. I hope you see that we're doing this to try to be equal in our treatment of all the appeals. And we're taking other ones, the same type of property as yours, and we'll decide them all at the same time.
Okay. Do you know when that will be?
Before the 31st of July.
Before the end of July.
Okay.
We've got to finish by then.
Okay. So we won't be discussing any of these other properties later today. Just wait to hear from you.
No.
I don't see a need to, because it's all the same premise, and we haven't decided as a board how we're going to address that.
Right, I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll wait to hear from you.
All right. Thanks for talking with us this morning.
All right. Thanks for your time. Bye.
So we had freed up the 10:30 spot is now freed also.
The 10, yeah.
We do have an individual here now that they would like to wait for their appointed time at 10. We do have Ed Akers at 9:45. However, we could move on to our phone call at 9:45 for Matilda Anderson. That would be 70048.
I think we should do that.
Now, this is here. What? Well, the 10 o'clock appointment was here?
They want to wait.
They want to wait. You want to be in on the circus before you have to get up there yourself.
Okay. That's 07048. She's saying she has a market value of
$225,559. Which one are we on, Matilda?
Yes, that's 07048. And she is appraised at $237,866.
So she wants a $12,000 decrease, basically, in the appraisal.
Yes.
Matilda?
Yes.
This is Donna Neely with the Cheney County Board of Equalization. We are a little early on your appointment. Could you go ahead and meet with us?
That's fine.
I'd like to let you know, ma'am, that we are being recorded and that we are live on the Internet. And Barb Rose is our chairman, and he will take over from you. Thank you.
Good morning, Matilda.
Hello.
Will you just sort of explain to us now what you're at? I see your assessed total did almost double.
Yes.
Were there great improvements made to that property, or what?
No. I think it was just, our next-door neighbor has a bigger unit than we do, and he brought this to our attention that we were being taxed the same as he is, whereas all the units under us, which is 246, and we're at number 8, were all taxed differently than ours.
So are you saying, ma'am, that the ones that are like yours are taxed lower, and you're taxed the same as the guy who has more bedrooms and that sort of thing?
Correct. Do you have the
we're reading your letter right now.
What do you say to that, James? Just out of curiosity, do you have her assessed for the same amount of rooms as the guy next to her, or and not like the other people?
We probably haven't assessed the same on square footage. We added the multiplier come out there, and it came up to the same number. We're showing her having a loft area or something. Do you have that, Matilda?
Do you have a loft area, ma'am?
No. That's buildings 1 through 4 that have a loft. And I don't know if the guy next door to me has a loft or not.
Okay, so yours is the same. Yours is the same as the other units. And did you pick $225,559 because that's how they're valued?
We got a comparative market analysis from our realtor, and she said that it, the market value is $225,000. And we have it on the market presently at $220,000, which is what we paid for it.
James, what do you have the people with units like hers on for?
We'd have to look here on the diagram to see.
We show on here, according to this comparable property she gave, that the square foot is between 1,499 square feet. You have it down as having 1,938 square feet.
Yes.
Could that be an error in if you're adding a loft on that and it doesn't?
It could
have
be
loft?
An error in calculation.
Could we ask if this be remeasured?
Yes, we can look at the plat, and then we can physically go measure this one. If,
is there access to the condo, Matilda? Are you guys living there now?
No, we're in Florida.
Is there some way we can get to the condo? I mean, my guys can't hang off a balcony or nothing. We need to be where we can physically clarify the measurement.
Or do we have any floor plans of those units that show the...
We should have a platted, and that's where the numbers came from.
There's a plan here.
I sent in something from the builder. I backed it to you showing our total building. Do you have that?
We got part of it. We got the drawings here.
We have a drawing of your unit showing that it is a...
You've got a two-bedroom.
Yours is a three-bedroom, you
yes.
say?
And all of the ones under me are three-bedrooms. They're all the same.
And one next door is a four-bedroom.
And under him, they're all the same.
Okay. But we don't show any square footage on this or anything. There's no scale of...
I sent in a paper that shows that my square footage is 1,433.
What's your unit number?
Building 5, Unit 8.
It's on this document.
Okay, I've got it. And $126,000 was what you paid?
No.
No, that's it. Square footage per square foot, I guess.
What's the dollars down here?
Multiply 126 times.
Did I understand you to say you purchased it for $220,000?
Yes. There was a previous owner, and they never lived in it. And when we bought it in 2005, we paid
$220,000. Matilda, I'm going to make a recommendation to this board to go ahead and put the value that you've said here based on your purchase price as being a slight increase to your purchase price. Then we are going to go out and we need permission to get a physical inspection of the building so as to get the record correct. But
did you hear that, ma'am?
Yes, I have a... there's a lockbox on it, but we also have our own access on the door. There's a code to get in the house.
Okay, don't tell us the code.
You're on the network. Don't.
The lockbox. Who's your realtor? If you could call the realtor and tell them that maybe James can go through the realtor to get in if they have your permission.
That's what she says. We're showing that the thing you sent in to us, the tower on the lake, building 5, we do show that all the units on your side below you and above you are 1,433 square feet.
That's what she showed.
James, this is what this shows from her, from the company.
This little piece.
Huh?
This little
that was
fold.
From Thousand yes. Hills. That was obtained by neighbor on unit 7 next door with the 4-bedroom. He's the president of the association, and he was kind enough to go to Thousand Hills and get that for us.
Yeah, the,
my question, Dave, is if our job is to both get it accurate and to equalize, shouldn't we put it on as the same as the other units around her that are all 1,443 square feet, and what is that figure?
Well, that's what I'm looking at here. If we use this basis of index of cost per square foot times 1,433,
right?
You know, we're going to come in with not even the 225 that she's saying.
Well,
we'll come in much lower.
Well, we have a bunch of units all around her that are assessed identically. Why don't we put her at that amount, whatever that is?
Well, we don't have that information.
Well, look right there.
Yeah,
there's units. Unit 8 is on. Show me unit 8. There we go. I think. Unit 6. But see, unit 6.
Okay, now what's unit 6 then?
Is 56,950. Go back to unit 8, please.
Go down that
is
side.
Is 45,110. She's already. But now there's a question here, Matilda. Are you a corner unit and have a better view than some of these other units we're starting to try to compare to you?
Oops, there now. What's this one? What number?
Four. Unit number four.
That's exactly the same size. And that's only assessed value of 35,510.
Right, but if you look at the diagram up there on how it's built compared to the others, it's not even if it's 1,433, it's not built the same.
Matilda, do you have a view of the lake?
It's on the golf course.
That's not the main lake. We are on a cove, on Emerald Bay, and buildings 1 through 4 have a view of the main lake. Their units on the back face west. We face north.
What I'm saying is that you accept that Unit 8 and Unit 6 are the same?
Correct.
And Unit 4 and Unit 2 are all right below you?
Correct.
Can we get 4 and 2 up there?
There.
4.
Well, they're both assessed at 35 instead of 45.
Right, but you'll see they're to the inside and don't have a view of the lake.
Well, she's directly above them.
See where the cursor's pointed, Dr. Rose? It's plumb to the inside of the building. They don't have no view of the lake. And hers is the blue one that has the view of the lake, if you look at the diagram there. And we've noticed, Matilda, that views of the lake and condo association to that view fluctuates price tremendously, not at any fault of anyone's, but just that they will pay more for that condo that has a view of the lake versus the inside views.
Well, are these straight up and down units where the unit 6 is directly below you and unit 4 is directly below that one?
Correct.
And would they have the same view you do?
Well, I guess the view diminishes as you go down because there are trees.
Right, but they're not farther back from the lake or anything like that.
Oh, no. They're all the same.
Right. They're stacked units, James.
You know, our view compares with a west view. Buildings 1 through 4 have the main lake view.
Right.
We are facing a mountain. We like the view, but it's not a west view of the main lake.
Are they stacked?
They're stacked units.
I'll still hold with my recommendation to this board.
They're also right next door to an arena.
Okay, let's see if we can do this. I move
that the value be lowered to 35,510, the same as the unit assessed value be 35,510, the same as the units right directly below it.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Hold on. Is that the? What would that be appraised value? Because we've been dealing with appraised value since that point.
That's 186,000.
Yeah.
The appraised value is 225.
Yeah, you're asking to go down to 185 appraised value.
She is higher up than those ones underneath her.
I mean, the market is really bad right now. We've been trying to sell for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
I would make a recommendation, if you're going to go to that extreme of lowering, we better look at the plat and do our verification first. I was just trying to get this settled on the other figure of the taxpayers.
Request.
Will you withdraw your motion?
Dave made the motion.
Mm-hmm. On what basis?
Well, that this would take it even further down.
Than what Cheesy requested. Severely.
But our job is to equalize.
You're right.
I've got the...
Do you others need to come up?
I've got the sales of those other buildings here as it says 245 to 280.
So why?
Then why aren't they higher? Why didn't you raise them?
I don't know what you're saying.
They're two below her.
If they're all assessed much lower than hers and you're saying that the value should be higher, then why didn't you raise all of theirs?
It's based on the square footage that we have them on for. I'm saying there's a mistake in our measurement, maybe. But we have to go verify that. We don't take and say, hey, you're paying more or you're paying more. We've applied that multiplier to their square footage. She's claiming, and I believe her, that her square footage isn't as much, but we need to verify that. It's nothing to do with stacked.
James, the ones below her are at 1443 as well, and they're assessed at 35, and she's assessed at 45, and they all have a view of the lake. And why shouldn't it go down to 35, or should the 35 come up, is what the question is.
There's no verification of how we have measured those condos. We are taking, and you guys have seen in the past, what the association calls inside airspace and what we call as the assessor of measuring the actual square footage of a condo are two different things.
Well, but his statement was, here are, we've got the proof on here, what was provided by Thousand Hills, that this is the same square footage, whether it's more or less than you say is incidental. It's the same. Therefore, why should the assessed valuation be $10,000 more? And she says that they are the same, they have
the
same
view. When you make your motion, make it on non-confirmed information by the assessor. You're saying they're the same. You're not looking at my record to see square footages that we have on off of the plat. We could be wrong. I'm not saying we're not wrong. But you're trying to make a motion stating to change this to square footage that is not comparable to what the assessor appraises, how the assessor appraises property.
Well, it's exactly the same as the other units is what we're changing it to, whether you measured all of them wrong or what. If you measured one wrong, you measured them all wrong.
Not according to our multiplier, because it came up with different values.
She says her fair market value is $225. She said that she paid, I think, $220 for it, and that she's trying to sell it, or maybe she's trying to sell it at $220. But she wants it reduced down to 225. And she says that her units are exactly the same as the ones beneath her, except for the fact that they're not as high up. And based on that, the ones below her are assessed at 35,000, and she's assessed at 45,000. So you've got a choice of equalizing and going down to 35,000, or you've got a choice of going with fair market value, which is, I guess 225. If you're equalizing, maybe you raise the others up. But we're saying that it's unconfirmed evidence is what I hear the assessor saying.
Can he go on and get the record?
Yeah, because our record right here shows her having 1,900 feet. The condo association says she has 1,400 feet. We may have the other condos measured at 1,400 feet. There's something wrong with the measurements, I'm telling you.
There's
that
one right,
needs to be confirmed.
There's one right beside it over there. Pull over to the other side there where the bank or somebody owns that.
That's 1,800 square feet.
Go back and look at 8, 6, and 4 again.
You're questioning this, James, because this document
doesn't match our document off the plat.
So you're questioning
this is right. Unit 4 there. Hold on just a minute.
Wait a minute, go back up to unit 6.
Now, this doesn't show on here what the square footage is, does it? So we don't know how
that... No, we don't know the square... That one, unit 6, is the same as hers in our eyes at the 1,800 and some odd square feet. You guys are trying to compare apples to oranges.
No. We're saying that evidently, from both of you, what you're saying and what we're seeing here, they're the same size condos.
That's what it says up there, too.
Well, the unit directly below her is assessed at $10,000 more than her, and the two units below that is $20,000 less.
Well, 56.4.
I think Kenny went to get the square footages based on balcony.
What unit is this?
Adjustments.
Should we ask her if she has any more evidence or decide this on whatever we find and not keep her on the line? Or
I think we've kept you on the line long enough, Matilda.
That's okay.
We're working on this thing, and you'll be notified within the next few days by mail what our decision was. We will be checking this stuff out.
Okay. Thank you. You have the name of my realtor if you want to do something. Vicki Lynn from My Realty.
Vicki Lynn? You got that down, Jane?
Right.
Well, I was looking to see if that's on your list.
It's on the comparative market analysis sheet.
Subject property, the listing sheet.
And you'll let her know that
it's best to try to reach her on her mobile, not the office.
But you need to notify her that it's all right.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll tell her that possibly you might be calling.
Okay. Right. Calling or going out. We may have to verify this thing, that they are actually equal. Okay, good morning then.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go back. I'm confused a minute here. Point Drive 5-6.
Building 5, Unit 6.
Okay, and then 5-8 was theirs, right?
They're actually less than Building 6, Unit 6.
And Unit 6.
And the two below that are lower.
We'll get to Building 4, or Unit 4 is down to 35, and what about Unit 2?
35.
Gentlemen, if you'll look and listen here just a second, even to scale, those two units are smaller that you just cursored. Look at the drawing on the map. You can see they're nowhere close to the same square footage as the other two units.
But even if they, if it is 1,400 and whatever, the same as beneath them, okay, they would be assessed, if those are
should
correct, they should be the same.
Square foot cost. With the multiplier added to get it to the sales price, yes.
They should be the same.
Can I make a recommendation that we table this because Mr. Akers is here for his appointment, and then we address this once the assessor's office has an opportunity to bring in additional...
Could you have us that information by...
Oh, Kenny's went to get it now, but I mean, it's going to take a while when we go looking at every unit in the...
But how do you confirm that it's 1,400 and whatever, the same as the other units without going out there?
What I'm saying, you keep looking under her unit. Under her unit may be the same as the smaller units you're seeing on this side. Just to say under her unit is the same size, according to our values, they're not.
Now, is that blue her unit, or is that blue the whole building?
That's her unit.
If the units under her have the same view, just a little lower down,
where's unit one for that building?
You don't know that, Bob.
I know. That's what I said. We don't know that without them going out and looking at it. That was the point.
5-1?
You can tell by looking at the drawing. You can tell by looking at the drawing that that unit is totally different than the other units that are in that building. You can tell that the two on this lower side are totally different than the other units in that building. So I don't know why we're having this discussion until he goes out and measures like we were recommended to do so.
I agree with you.
Move to table. Vote
on
there.
I want to see 5-7 first, then we'll take up your motion.
Same price as hers.
Well, now, according to this, 5-7 is 1,831 feet, and hers only has 1,433. So we're just going to have to go back.
Move to table the vote until the assessor verifies square footage on these units.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 We've got Ed Akers here as our next appointment, and that would be 06-02-09. Yes, yeah.
Yes, she scanned a couple documents to send over.
Okay, Ed, what do you have to present to us this morning?
I just came to try to find out information. Hopefully I can communicate to you. I just would like an explanation for why the significant increase in the amount of the valuation.
It's over twice, okay.
Yep. By the way, you all have fancied this place up a bit since I was here.
James, you have some comments as to why it was more than double?
Yes, this is probably one of the poster condos of what happened. They were put on at a cost approach to value, not knowing in relationship of what that cost was compared to the actual sales of those condos. So in doing so, we found that putting it on at cost, there needed to be a multiplier of 2.50 added to get close to the sales of these condos in those units. And basically, when you do that, you get close to doubling the price. There's no way with the state recommended index to come up with the value that they sell for.
Where is this condo located?
It's just at the edge, north edge of Branson on Lake Taneycomo, overlooks up the lake. You know where Fagan Road is, off of Bee Creek?
Is that the large building if you look up the lake?
Uh-huh. There's two large buildings there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought that was part of Sunset Cove. It wasn't.
No, it's River Bend.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're at the seafood restaurant down on the landing and you look out just straight north from the big window, that's the units up on
the... I see it from the fishing dock at Lakewood.
Yeah, you sure do. Yeah.
You had this since 06.
Uh-huh.
You paid $299.
Okay.
And now we're saying it's worth $417.
Can I ask a question? Is the valuation based on sale price or is it based on construction cost?
It should be current market value.
Current market value.
But he's asking which approach was used to arrive at that. Was it cost or
that would have to be
sales comparison?
It was a combination of the two.
Okay.
Have any of the others sold in the last 2 years?
There's one document's there. The only one that I was able to find was in that you see.
It was listed
at $375, I think, sold for $315.
Jim, used to you find those? Yeah, he scanned in some documents. Didn't you, Mr. Akers?
Yeah, they scanned in there.
Okay, would you see if you can? Okay.
There it is.
This is the one that sold.
Uh-huh.
I just got it.
Okay. We have three sales in 08 of 316, 302, and 312 in 07. But these units was significantly less square footage than Mr. Akers' condo, according to our calculation of the plats. I'd ask Mr. Akers, is yours a little extra larger condo at 2,400 foot?
The units are all the same except for the top level, which has a kick-up room, an upstairs room.
Is yours one of the
top? Uh-huh. I'm on the top level.
Okay.
Now, is that a kick-up like I've seen some of those out at Point Royal? Is it actually just a room? Or is there a bath up there? Or?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a bedroom and a bath and a little sunroom. It's... where they put the roof together, they put it up underneath the roof over the two. Yeah. So it's like a bedroom upstairs in a house.
All these ones are not those that type that have been sold?
I don't believe any of them has the kick-up that I quoted you at the 316, the 302, and the 312.
I don't think any of those have sold recently.
We're showing that his base area is exactly the same as these other comparables.
but then he has a total adjusted area of another 700 square feet.
Which is that upstairs.
Right.
And you're saying the 700 feet is worth the difference.
Right. It's just plugged into the square foot cost.
Is it 700 square foot upstairs?
I don't believe so. It's like a half room. It's up, you know, up above the area. I don't believe 700 square feet. I think the base units are like 2,100.
Okay.
And then the upstairs is probably another 500 square feet. 700, I think, big. That'd be 35 by 20, wouldn't it? Yeah. It'd be a little big.
What are those units that you show there, James? What's the three comparables? Yeah. What are they appraised at on the books? Do you know?
We can find out.
Because if his is just like theirs with the addition, the additional square footage I figure is 40,000. 39,718, actually.
Sir, when you were asking about the building, this is the first building that was built where my unit is, and then there's a new one on the bluff that you can see from down the dock you're talking about.
I can furnish you those, and we're showing them with 70. Did you see these? These are just 1755 to our measurements.
Yeah.
Well, 1714 is what I show on this.
Yeah, as a base.
Okay.
But 1755 versus his 2441.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. But if I take the square footage cost of 5674 that you've got times that 700 square foot difference, would be $39,718.
The problem you've got, though, if you look on over at your what we call extra feature cost, that's based on square footage, and it's actually on Ed's condo is 10,000 more or something, maybe 11,000 more. And then if you drop on over to the base cost and you drop on over, that's based on heating and air and all the things. When we put a value to heating and air, it's based on square footage. So when it, to say the square foot cost is a true reflection, that's not, you've got to go through the whole formula. What, did you buy the first one out of that complex?
No, I was about the fourth or fifth purchaser.
The square footage cost for the other units that don't have the kick up, when you figure that per square foot, does it already have the common figured in per square foot?
No, you've got to go with the heating and air.
What is another unit that has the same kick up that you're referring to?
All the top floor units would.
Can you
the unit next? Those?
Show here. No, he's scrolling over. Go ahead and go over next one.
Okay, they're all valued the same.
Yeah.
As yours.
And the ones that don't have that, can we? Which one, do we know which ones those are?
Those should be the three right here in your hand, Chuck. If you've got those.
At 59,250.
So there's about 20,000.
There it is. All the units are the same till you get to the top level. Because of the roof, you have the kick up.
But it looks like you are being treated equally to the other people on those top units.
I don't know.
Well, that's what.
So it's about 20,000. Go back to the show. That'd be $100,000 more.
See, there's yours at 79,260. I go over to.
The top units are valued at $100,000.
79,260.
That's not. That's
79,260.
What'd you say, Dave?
All those top units are valued at, appraised at about $100,000 more than the units below.
The rest of them.
So, yes, they've got more square footage, but is that extra room and everything worth $100,000? And that's what I mean, that's
you were figuring that, you were guessing how much, $30,000 or something?
Well, using the assessor's figures, he says I'm not using the multiplier. I see what he's saying here on the multiplier. But
what we've got to determine here is whether or not that figure is there, but there's no question that you're not being mistreated with your neighbors who have the same units. They're all in the same boat you are.
Okay.
And as the Board of Equalization, that's what we're supposed to do unless we see some evidence that, hey, this is all, they're all out of line.
I still, I'm going to rehash something. I disagree that his property is worth $100,000 more because he has a loft of 700 square feet or 500 square feet. I disagree with that. And I mean, $40,000, $50,000 maybe. I mean, that's even pushing for my thinking, but to say it's worth $100,000 more just because he has a one bedroom and a bath, that's what I'm having a challenge with.
Well, the units below, based on the sales comparables here, are worth a little over $300,000, $305,000, $310,000, based on the three comparables we have, about $310,000.
But they don't have.
And they don't have the kick out, but I'm saying that I kind of, going along with what Jim is saying, is how much do we put on the extra room up there? So I'm not arguing what those are sales at.
Are you saying that you think that the value of these should be more than $350,000, $360,000 rather than $417,000?
What I'm saying is we have sales data on the other size units.
Yeah.
And can you pull another unit? That one there. 59, what would that be appraised?
60,000 appraised would be...
300,000?
About 300,000.
Okay. So that's real close. That's within the 10% variance the state tax commission is...
And that's based on the figures.
And that matches with that.
I don't know.
I'm going to step out and just say something. I'm going to move that we reduce the overall by 15% of his property, which would be down to total appraised value of $355,000.
Oh, I would rather you phrase that differently.
Yes, sir.
I would rather you phrase that to fit the formula of maybe taking the same square foot cost. I see that there is an adjustment that could be made to that.
Okay.
And not just saying a 15% decline kind of sounds like that don't fit what we do with the others up there.
Okay.
But before you finalize, can I bring up one other thing? I think Charlie Ingram's in here later on this morning. There's a sale going through now or just occurred where one of these units that sold for $300,000 in this market sold for $250,000.
Do you know who the seller was, though?
A lady who had bought it previously.
So it's not a bank or anything?
No, okay. No.
But
and,
it's now, right?
But she's selling it back, and Charlie's aware of it. I don't want to share anything.
But it's right now, though.
Right now, and it's down below. It's in one of the lower units. Okay.
And again, the value is January 1st, 2009, not July 20th.
So, James, how would you like me to rephrase it? I want to get him down to about $355,000. I think that's closer to where I believe the value.
And I don't know why the calculation has went like it did. That's unexplainable to me because I'm looking here.
Do you have any objection to that $355,000 figure or something like that?
Well, if the calculation will come out to that figure.
Are you calculating right now?
Right, because, Dave, you suggested that we might be high because of the $5674 and the $1755 versus the $2441.
Right.
By taking that difference
times that square footage.
I'd like to see any reduction reflected with those numbers.
That's 39,718.
Right.
That actually be.
James, can you give us a figure?
Well, I mean, that's how much.
That's how much the addition. It'd be a bigger reduction than what I'm
actually
suggesting.
Actually, it'd be a bigger reduction if I do that.
But if you add that to the 315, add that to the 315, the other is appraised at.
Are they at 315?
313.
Okay. Well, that's what we wasn't for sure exactly. We just...
Yeah, we thought 300.
313 and that 40,000 roughly would be 355.
Yeah, right. 355.
Okay.
So, let me just change. I'd like to move that we reduce this parcel to 355,000 total appraised value.
Second.
All right. Question.
Does that include changing the others on that same level?
Not in this motion, but I will be, right after this motion, I'm going to make that motion.
We have a motion right now to drop Mr. Akers.
Was that David?
David seconded, yeah.
Okay, to drop Mr. Akers' condo to $355,000 assessed valuation.
Appraised valuation.
Appraised valuation, excuse me.
That, is that on the building and or the land and all? Or?
Just however James gets it to it. Total.
Okay, I mean, it's road different than that here.
From, so that's for 417, total down to 355.
Correct.
James does a worksheet and
turns
it back to us.
And Mr. Akers, if you don't like that price, you can still have the right to appeal. So, vote.
Aye.
I'm sorry. I'm calling for the vote.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I would also like to move that we change the other three parcels of the same size and same adjacent. I don't know how we're going to do it. The parcel number ending in 032.115. 032.114 and 032.113, we reduce those appraised values to reflect the same $355,000 total appraised value.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 If I could give you some
idea. I think you should contact those three and tell them they owe you a big drink.
Well, it'd be real easy to contact one because it's vacant. There's nobody lives there. The guy's trying to sell it. That's the top end one.
He won't be.
No, and he won't be selling it for that. And then one is seasonal, and the other folks live there from Chicago who think our taxes are a lot lower than they were in Chicago, which I understand. That's there. Well, that's great. I will let them know. Charlie will be in here later. If that makes any difference that he's got a unit that's $250,000 compared to the $300,000 you guys are using, that's current market value if that's what you're using.
So we're having to go on January 1st of this year. That's when taxes are based on, not sales.
Sales prior to that, then.
Right.
I see. Okay. Now, then we'll reduce them next year.
The value is January 1st, 2009. Yeah. Hard to get there.
Okay.
Who is this that's coming in at?
I don't see him listed there. He may not be today.
River Bend, Charlie Ingram.
Did you get that real
quick? Calaveras Builders. Stonebridge by the
Stonebridge
lake.
By the lake?
Stonebridge by the lake.
Yes,
yeah, stack them.
There we go, stack them at 11:30.
Yeah, that's Charlie. Right. So, but you can ask him about that unit that just been sold back.
Thank you, sir.
I thank you for your time. I know it's not an easy job trying to set values. All of us, I believe, know, and I'll get my chance to put my two cents in, if everybody's property was assessed fairly, we would lower taxes. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
Okay.
We have Charles and Dorothy Johnson next. That would be 060351.
Have those been scanned, Jack?
Have these been scanned? For?
Did you take them to the session? To the
I'm
office?
Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Did you take them over and have them scanned?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Okay.
So we'll have to pass
okay,
them
we'll
around.
Have to pass them around.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be an awful lot of stuff to pass around.
That's a lot of scanning, though.
First of all, let's just see if we can make your presentation orally, if you would, as to why you think 67 to 72, you went up some. Now this is what, just a single house?
That's correct.
It's appraised at $380,000.
Let me see.
Okay. And you think it's only worth $300,000? You'd be willing to sell it for $300,000 today.
Have you got your checkbook with you?
There you go.
I take it that to be a yes.
We might be able to do some business.
The
How old is the house now?
I moved in the house in September of 07.
Now, did you had it built?
I built it.
You built it?
Uh-huh. I am a builder.
Oh, okay.
It's what I've done for a living for 44 years.
Your appraisal shows a 335 as of 1109. Is that, am I reading that correctly?
You're reading it correctly, yes. One thing that affects the appraisal is the square footage that the county is using and the square footage that the appraisal is using. I measured the house twice. I built the house. I have the blueprints for it. I presented those to James. I came up with $2,496. The appraiser came up with $2,497. The house, I think, is appraised at $2,645.
$2,496,
you said? Yes. The appraiser says $2,497, so we're pretty close on that.
He's got a vision.
That's outside measurements. In the-
yes, uh-huh.
I didn't receive any of the appraisal stuff.
I'll pass it on down.
We're trying to pass it down to you. We didn't get a scan, so we don't have it for up there.
I'm sorry I didn't get that scanned. I didn't know what to do with it.
I just had one copy of this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, this is where I'm at, just to kind of let you know. The appraisal is what we've been kind of going by for market value. When people ask for proof, and mm-hmm. your appraisal shows 335, so you want to kind of talk about the difference between your request of 300 versus 335?
Well, of course, your market analysis is at 297, so we're looking somewheres in this.
I'm sorry, I missed that number up there.
We're somewheres in this range.
Okay.
I understand that, you know, appraisals are, I've built a lot of homes, and appraisals are primarily for your bank loans. A market analysis is also somebody's analysis of what they think the house is worth.
Great.
I probably, in building homes, I probably got a pretty good idea. Probably if I was putting a house on the market, I'd price it at the appraisal.
Okay.
But I probably wouldn't expect to receive that.
Sure.
I think the house probably, if you put it on the market, would probably bring somewhere between 285 and 300.
Okay.
I'm looking at the comparables that I presented you.
On that, okay.
These comparables were all taxed under the market value. One by almost $7,000, one by almost $135,000. So I'm saying if you went to market value, you'd probably be somewhere in the 285 to 300 range.
Okay.
Remember, we must still go back to market value as of January 1st, though.
That's correct. And that's when I guess what I'm asking for is not any kind of favoritism. I'm asking my house be compared with the six comparables. And I understand that's what this board's for, is to equalize those taxes.
What did the appraisal come in at there?
They try to reconcile those.
335.
335.
And, of course, analyst was 297.
Most of those comparables last year or this year, Chuck? I didn't get to look at that. I mean, I saw this. I hadn't seen the comparable market analysis.
I know what I've run into that several times.
I have a date where I'm looking here.
In real estate, we're...
Here, you can look at it more than I do.
Where an appraiser kind of goes towards what will help the buyer get the loan. And I've even seen in real estate in the past where there was some crookedness going on where they appraised it way too much where the bank would end up offering too much. I still think that's what happened on the one that we disagreed on last week.
Let's be careful what we say about crookedness and appraisals where we have specific appraisals because...
Well, I'm not talking about this one.
I know, but okay, there may be some liability.
I'm talking about something
there.
That happened 50 years ago.
Okay.
Back when I was in real estate.
All right.
It's been my experience in building homes over the years that I've never yet sold one for what it appraised for. I may be on the low end of the boat. Who knows? I try to be reasonable with people on it. And the houses that I've built in the past, they always appraise for more than what I charge for.
Could you tell this board why you went outside your subdivision to come up with these comparables? I've got two here that you built and sold.
I didn't tell the appraiser or the real estate person any comparables. They went and found these on their own. I had nothing to do with them.
Did William Ella's house show up on the appraisal?
I don't know.
Did you sell William Ella their house?
I did sell them a house, yes.
And could you tell this board what you sold it to them for?
No.
Okay. It was built in 2006. And then in 2006, there was a Mary Taylor Parr purchased a house from you in that same subdivision, didn't they?
I don't think those were used as comparables.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
You don't want to tell the board what you sold that house for?
I couldn't even tell you, James. I'd have to go back and look at my records.
I see. But would you not say those are real comparable to your house?
I would say that they're probably not.
Probably not?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that what you told the assessor this spring?
I didn't tell the assessor anything this spring.
Okay. This is the first time I've seen this appraisal. Do you know a certified appraiser is supposed to get as close to the house in question as he possibly can to value those properties and not be reaching out? If there's houses out there, he can reach out and get them, but then he has to explain why he moved from the area to get those values. When these are, in fact, one of them may be just one block over and the other one block to the north.
You're saying
if you're wanting to go that route, James, we have a house that's just two doors up that's very comparable to my house. I didn't use it. It's not used as a comparable on my part.
These were sold houses.
This was a sold house also. It sold for $279.
Yeah, square footage, you're saying?
The square footage is very close. Only thing is, mine square footage, extra square footage is down. His is up.
Let me just say that, James. I mean, it's all valid what you're saying. If we want to argue that the appraiser should do located in the same neighborhood, but maybe you shouldn't ask this gentleman, who's not the one who did the appraisal, those questions, but I guess to address those to the board, those criticisms of the appraisal.
I don't have a criticism. I've never seen it. I requested this appraisal about 6 months ago and never received it.
I'm going to move that we take the appraisal price of $335,000 for this parcel.
That would reduce it from $335,000 to $335,000?
Yes, sir, $335,000 based off the appraisal.
I'd make a motion. I want you to move those
around in that neighborhood so I can get some idea of what's going to go the other way. Go up to the houses there with the
I'll present these two appraisals of similar houses to Mr. Johnson that he built and sold in 06.
I would
just look at them.
I would remind the board that in the past decisions, we have basically used 100% recommendations from certified appraisals.
That's right.
go to the right to the next street. No, the next street to the right. Go hit east there. There you go.
These are evidently much smaller houses.
No.
Yet they look.
Why don't you go on to the east just a little bit further? If you don't mind.
I'd like to remind the board that we've asked property owners a lot of
times. Right down on the end house. There you go. That's not the house. I guess we got to go.
Do you recognize any of those properties?
I build all of them.
He built all of them?
Mm-hmm.
What's one that's comparable to yours?
You got houses, some with basements, some with crawl spaces.
Okay. I'll make a new motion then.
You'll have some houses that some of them will have basements, some of them will have crawl spaces.
What's one that you would say is comparable to your house?
Probably 120 Elmwood.
120 Elwood. Can we find that over there? Which one's 120? That's 141.
Be on the other side of the
across
street.
The street.
Be across the street.
You cross the street and get on the same side I'm on.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking for that. I'll make a motion since Jim's didn't get a second to set it at 300,000 and remind the board that we've asked a lot of property owners, would you sell your property for X amount of dollars?
That's the correct one there.
And
okay. What's that one?
43,000.
That's comparable. 43,000 appraisal is that'd be assessed by 43,008. As opposed to 72,002.
That house just recently sold for 279 this past year.
We've got that as one of the comparables. I'll second the motion.
Can we have a motion and second?
I'd like to have some discussion.
Motion, but let me finish. Motion to lower the assessed, the appraised value to 300,000, and it's been seconded. Right now. Comments.
By taking a individual, no offense, recommendation, we would be opening every appeal that we're going to take the recommendation of a property owner overriding a certified appraisal. That is a precedent that I don't want a person to go through. I think it's irresponsible to do this. He has an option. If we go to 335 and doesn't like it, he can still appeal, but you know, we've asked in our document that we gave out to please submit documentation such as a certified appraisal and not just opinion. So, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Jim, if I could, I'd like to add that he does have the market analysis that does show 297.
Yes, sir.
And to your point, if why we've been asking that question. Not just this board.
I haven't asked that question.
Okay. Maybe we shouldn't ask that question.
I don't think we should be asking that question.
I agree we shouldn't.
I agree we shouldn't be asking that question either. It has really no relevance.
It's been asked for years. That question has been asked, and I understand your point.
Yep. And I understand.
But I believe we do have...
And reading the appraisal, I agree, Chuck. There's multiple numbers, and then the appraiser takes the best number that he believes is the... So.
I was going to go along with your motion, but then when you look at this and comparable houses, and you look at everything up there, you know, even bringing it down to 300, it's still about 15,000 more assessed value than any house in that whole neighborhood.
Okay.
So that still makes it by far the highest.
And I would, I hear what you're saying. I would just say that the State Tax Commission has asked us, they want perfect, which is assessed value or appraised value to exactly market value. But they've also said we no one can achieve a perfect,
right.
So plus or minus 10%.
But they've also said equalize.
Absolutely.
And if we go to 335, we're that much farther from being equal.
Are you sure of that? Did you not look at the two papers I give you just now?
It's 300,000, not 335, is the motion.
I know.
Did you not look at Mrs. Parr's house and the house up on the end of Timberline? If you'll pull that to the north and compare the square footages to Mr. Johnston's house,
well,
and the only difference in those houses is the square footage cost?
I'm looking at a lot of the comparables here on
just
the square
footage.
Just keep
right on going, if you don't mind, sir.
Well, you have a motion to say, go ahead and call the vote. We can move on.
Right up there on the end.
Your assessor has asked to look at some more
information. Right there on the end. Look at that house. Take 60,880 divided by 19%. And that's a house that is comparable to Mr. Johnston's, and he built it.
Well, if that's the case, though, that's the assessed valuation at 60,000. His is a 72.
That's right. And the only difference is the square footage cost. The amount of square footage in both houses.
I really don't feel like your house is comparing. You're right there, James, because this house you're looking at has two living quarters. It has an additional kitchen in the basement. The lot is probably four times the size of my lot.
You're saying this house...
You got more bathrooms in it. That house is better finished out than mine is.
Well, it's valued at $320,000 by the assessor. This is not the only house over 300,000 in that addition. This house was built and sold in 2006, and I asked Mr. Johnston to tell this board what he sold that house for.
I'd have to go home and get my records because I've slept since then.
Well, here's one on.
Excuse me. I would like just to make sure that we're talking to us and we don't want to get in an argument.
Correct.
Okay,
I'm
so
sorry.
Please address us as a board, sir.
Well, that I'm addressing Mr. Oliphant's statement of is the only house up over the 300,000 mark. It's not.
All right. But this leads to something I was thinking along the lines of was a compromise between those two of somewhere around 320,000. In other words, something less than the 370, certainly. We've all agreed that that's too high. Now, how far do we take it down?
I think, you know, you're trying to work as a board at equalization, do what's right for the taxpayers. I can live with the 300,000. I think that's much more in line with my comparables that the appraiser used. It's much more in line with the comparables that the market analysis used. And I don't know what other proof I could bring into you.
I would make a recommendation to this board to move it to the certified appraisal as presented to them.
Just ready to call the vote. You have a motion.
We've got a motion right now at 300,000. All right, let's call for the vote.
Nay.
Nay?
Nay.
Nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, Judas. A little clarification. You made the motion yourself first and then voted against your own motion.
No, I made a motion to go with the appraised value of 335.
And it died.
And it died because no one seconded it. So then the motion was for 300,000.
Who made that?
Chuck,
I made
Chuck the motion. And Dave seconded
here.
It.
I thought it was you. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Aye.
I want a special report filled out on this by this Board of Equalization and presented to the State Tax Commission of why this house appraised for 335 and they lowered it to 300. I'm not taking the blame on this house as I have on many others on your decisions.
That is your right.
And I'm asking this board to pull Jason Fisher back in here and make a decision on his house, on what he thought his house was worth.
That's my recommendation to this board.
You're done. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And as a statement of fairness, I just watched the most unfair procedure I've ever seen in my life.
Next is Carol Keys. That would be 70056, 57, and 58.
This is Carol Keys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now the first one is what? Is this a small house?
Yes.
You bought it at $15,000.
Yes.
You don't think it's doubled in value since 1984?
Well, I don't know why I got the improvement. I mean, the big jump all of a sudden. Well, it was just $25. But it's had no improvements lately. The road going down to it is rougher than it was before.
Do you have any other evidence?
I don't know why it increased.
Does she have any other evidence other than personal opinions?
Let's take all of them right here together first. In other words, this is multiple houses on.
No, I have one house on that property, and then there's a lot next to it. So it's on two different places, two different places. And then I have other property on Whispering Hills Court.
Let's deal with all three of them.
All right.
056 all right. First.
If you were to sell this property, decide to sell it, what would you ask for it?
Mr. Rose, we just got through saying that the board just got through saying they wasn't going to ask that question anymore, and here we are.
I didn't agree not to ask that question.
I don't know. We haven't really thought about selling it at this point because we keep thinking if we hang on to it, it will increase in value, but it hasn't yet. As far as we can tell.
What makes you think it hasn't done it? That's what I'm asking.
Because we tried to get the county to take over the road going down to it, and it hasn't. The road is extremely rough. I had a deputy sheriff tell me he knew Taney County had some rough roads, but he didn't know that there was any that rough. So it's very poor access to it. There's been no improvements made to it.
This is a rental property?
Yes.
Carol, have you paid attention that you've got this increase this year? Have you paid any attention in previous years? Have you had any kind of increase to speak of? Do you know?
Not to speak of, I don't think.
Okay.
And then one of the other that has increased is a lot. the property where the house is on kind of sits in a U shape, and the lot that we bought is in the middle of the U part of it, the inside of it, so we went ahead and got it. But it is a rough, rocky cedar glade. There's no access to it except across our other property. The road plot, it shows a road plot to the east side of it, but that plot doesn't exist. I mean, there's no road there. There's big trees and rocks and everything. And it went from $10.85 up to $42.96. I don't know why that one had such a big increase.
Ma'am, back on the case that we were talking about here, the first one with the house, what is your opinion of the value of that house and lot? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not that familiar with real estate enough to know. I just don't know why it would have gone up any.
See, we have to deal with evidence as to how something has changed. We consider that the assessor's office is a professional office, and they have reasons for looking at the property around it and deciding what it's worth. And we have to have any evidence back from you if that's not true.
Basically, our job is to, and the assessor's job is to set the property at what would be considered the market value of the property. And this is what the assessor feels that the market value of the property is on this property is $26,529 without any proof from you of anything, you know, like an appraisal or comparable sales or anything, and we have nothing else to go on this to change the value of it. So we have to...
I'll make a recommendation to this board. It's getting a little confusing. You lowered some lots neighboring. Carol, this is James Strahan, County Assessor. You lowered many Stottle's lots right beside this. I'd recommend that...
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me, Carol? I recommend that we lower these lots back to last year's land value as we did many Stottle's earlier in this, just which along was, the same street.
Which was how much, James?
I don't know
just
what
back
that
to
would
the
be.
Original, back to the previous value you're saying?
Of the land value only.
Of the land value only.
Yes.
On the one with the house also?
Okay. Yes, because its land value shouldn't have went up. That is a very poorly accessed power line cutting through it, as Minnie said. And if you'll see right there, Minnie Irene Stottle is the neighboring lot.
Yes. We own on two or three sites of her. I don't know for sure which is her lot. I had to go back to research.
James knows very well, and let me add that I think that's a 20-foot road access. The county has not taken it is because it is narrow. And rough is triggering that condition. The location, as James says, I agree it totally.
I think we moved hers to 530. I make that motion.
On the vacant lot?
On the vacant lots, we used the 530 for Minnie Stottle to equalize.
Is that appraised or assessed?
That was the
appraised on the vacant lot.
Value that we used.
Took it down to $100 assessed, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Which number are you talking
to? Is that a motion, Danny?
Yes, to do
second.
Exactly as many Stottle's lot.
Okay, you're talking on the two vacant lots,
the vacant
right?
The vacant lots.
I second the motion.
Wait, which ones are we talking about? The first one?
That would be...
507056?
No, 57 and 58.
But I think if I understood James right, he said on the one with the house, which is 56...
Move it back to last year's land value.
That the lot be, even though it's got a house on it.
Right.
Would that lot, because of yard and stuff, not be maybe worth a little more? Or is it more improved or anything, James?
That is, though, Dave, isn't it?
We're moving
the others back to 530, the minimum.
Right.
And then we're leaving that other one as because it is improved.
As many other improvements in the county, we put a 3,500 lot value because it does have septic and well to it.
You see what I'm saying?
Is this moving back to 3,500 then?
I understood him to say put the lot with the house the same as the other two lots.
No, to last year's.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Or to 3,500 would be
that's
more
where accurate. I was going to argue with you on that. Yeah. Back to last year.
So for clarification, we're now talking about 07057?
That's your motion and your second. And 058.
058?
Maybe I'm wrong. I'm sorry, that's not right.
Well, we're talking about a $25,000 lot there. That wouldn't go back to
3,500.
So the appraised value is going to...
On 057 is what I heard.
Go to $530.
Correct.
That's assessed value.
No, appraised.
From 6,500 to 530?
That's what James said, yes.
It's exactly what many, we did.
It's exactly what you did on many stall, Dr. Rose, and she's the neighboring lot.
Okay, because I'm showing four sites.
There you go.
Assessed value, $100.
Appraised.
There's your.
But there it is.
Hey, Cindy, could you come help me? Because we're not agreeing on, paperwork is not agreeing with.
$4,700 is what he has it on now.
Okay.
We're going to lower it to $530.
Correct.
Or assessed.
No.
Or appraised.
Appraised.
Appraised. Okay, thank you. That's okay, Cindy.
Hang on, Carol. This is taking a little bit.
Okay. I'm thoroughly confused, but that's okay.
Well, right now you're saving money hand over fist, so don't.
Well, that's good.
I'm sorry. Let's go back and take one more. On 06, which was a small rental
house. We've got a motion on 07. Why don't we handle it first?
We've got a motion, and I second it.
07.
07. Okay.
I call for the vote.
Aye.
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 Okay, I make a motion on 70057 that the land value be lowered to last year's amount.
You just voted on
07.
I mean 06, I'm sorry. On 06, that the land value be lowered to last year's value of $3,500. Is that correct, James?
To 35, from 6,500 to 3,500.
Right. The appraised value be lowered to 35. The house, the improvements be kept the same.
I second that, Dave.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Pass. On 06. '06 with a small rental house. There we just reduced the land value part and left the improvements alone.
And this is the next.
Okay. Thank you, Carol.
She's got one more.
We've got one more here.
We got one more here, don't.
On this next one, Carol, on the property at Whispering Hills.
Uh-huh.
You bought that in 07?
Yes.
For $166,000?
Yeah.
$168,000. And we're only valuing the property at $108,998, roughly $109,000. It's way below its the market value that you paid for it.
Okay.
I move that be denied there because she's already way under.
Hold on. Our job is to equalize here.
I just was concerned because, you know, we made no improvements. I didn't know why it would go up that much. We lost two big trees off of it to the ice storm and we're having sewer problems on it, and our well has just come back unfit for human consumption due to chloroform.
Ooh. Well, the main thing is trying to bring things up to the market value, you know, and the market value is actually showing much higher than the...
Yeah, but there's no water.
The things that's been discovered afterwards would be, I'd say leave it alone. My recommendation would be, even with the increase, but leave it at the $108,000.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with that.
All righty.
So did you move?
I moved that we deny 058 on the basis that it's already under, well under what you paid for it.
But with the
mitigating circumstances.
I'll second that.
All in favor of denying 058?
Aye.
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 Aye. 5-0.
Okay, well, thank you for the others, and I appreciate you hearing me.
Okay.
All right.
We got a break anywhere?
Yes, I recommend it to the board that we take a break at this time because Mayor Neal has already been dealt with. Our next appointment is Laura Schwander at 11 o'clock.
You want a 10-minute break?
Is that
what about Marie Powers?
I've been just 11 o'clock.
What about Maria?
Yeah.
Powers.
We got Maria Powers.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Miss Maria.
Oops. My.
Okay.
07-066.
May I ask the ladies who, which ones they would be?
We're on next Thursday.
They're observing.
Oh, you're observing. Okay, thank you. Don't try to work in if we could.
Okay, that's 07-065. Garfield.
James, have you got to look at this? You know about this one?
I have no problem with the change that they've requested because they no longer have a feed store in their garage, and we have just left it that way because they still had their sign up.
Just change it all to agricultural?
Yes.
Hello, this is Donna Lee with the County Board of Equalization. Are you representing the Garf Family Trust?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what was your name, ma'am?
My name is Marie Power.
You are live on the internet and you are being recorded, and Bob Rose is our chairperson.
Okay.
Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
If I understand correctly, then your request is just to have this property changed all over to agriculture?
Correct.
Getting rid of the commercial application?
Yes.
Motion to do so.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Your request has been granted. You will receive official notification.
Okay, thank you so much.
I wish they were all that easy.
Make a motion to recess.
Recess until 2 minutes till 11.
Sounds like a plan.
I'll